Boy, you just never know where a fun way to kill time might lead you. For Chris Hutt of Ferndale, a long tradition of tailgating and camping at the very same lot at the Indy 500 led to creating a sport and a business. The sport is Foling, and that's spelled F-O-W-L-I-N-G. And the business is the Foling Warehouse in Detroit, where players can gather to toss footballs at bowling pins. Chris, what is Foling?
Well, Foling is a combination of football, bowling, and a little bit of horseshoes in there as well. Two teams pitted against each other, two sets of bowling pins placed on platforms that are 4 inches off the ground in the same width as a bowling lane, 42 inches. They're 48 feet apart from the back lines, and one football per lane. And the gist of the game is you're trying to knock down your opponent's 10 pins before they knock down your 10 pins, throwing the one ball back and forth.
All right. And this all started in a parking lot?
My circle of friends and I have been attending the Indy 500 21 years. And we're always in the exact same camping lot, same spots. All our neighbors from all these other states and Canada are the same people every year. And, you know, we're Detroiters. We build things. So every year we'd have a project to try to impress our neighbors. Sometimes silly, sometimes cool projects. And some are one-year projects. Some are things we still use today, such as the Foling, although it started out as bowling. Okay. We built a bowling lane. We figured we would bowl at the Indy 500. Now, the 500 is on Memorial Day weekend, so it's a long weekend. The lot opens Thursday morning at 7 a.m. The race is Sunday. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is basically a tailgate party that doesn't stop.
So you've got a lot of time to kill, a lot of play.
A lot of time to relax. So we built a bowling alley and six platforms bolted together end-to-end, real pins, real bowling balls. We took it down there. We set it up, and right away we knew it was a fail. The ball either fell off the lane and missed the backstop, or it went through the pins, through our backstop, and continued into our neighbors, who again are our friends.
Yeah.
But having a real bowling ball at ankle level rolling through your neighbor's camp for 72 hours is not neighborly.
So you had to come up with some modifications.
So we locked up the bowling balls right away. We spent the next 2 days riding our classic mini bike down the lane, smashing through the pins, which was, of course,
almost like water polo or something, or horse polo.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, the day before the race, a couple guys were just playing catch with the football. Ball wasn't caught. It bounced on the ground, rolled right into the pins. Light bulbs went off.
A moment of inspiration.
That's right. Eureka.
So how does a player win?
Well, we normally play, you play singles or doubles. It could be any, you could have as many people on your team as you want. Normally we play two against two. And unlike horseshoes, you're with your partner on the same side and your opponents are on the other side. Okay. No points, no frames, no time limit. It's about knocking down your opponent's pins first. And the thing we hear every day, right away, after a couple tosses from first-timers is, this is way harder than it looks. Mm. Because, of course, the first rule we ever came up with, again, we were at Indy at the time, was if you're not enjoying an adult beverage at the time, you're cheating.
So...
rule one goes against paying attention.
And so in order to get a good place to enjoy Foling, you have the Foling Warehouse.
Yes. We just started Foling at tailgates, parties, in the park, you know, Lions games, Tigers, opening day, stuff like that. Every time we set the lane up, people just flocked. What are you doing? What is this? Can I try?
So you knew you had something.
Well, I went on Craigslist, found a warehouse in Detroit over on the east side, 100-year-old lumber mill. I leased the place, set up the lanes. We had 8 lanes. We started our foaling club, and you know, people would pay $10 at the door to foal. And it got to the point where we were open 7 days a week, and we were busy. People were coming from all over. And
then what do you think it is people love about it?
It's wacky. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a ton of laughs. Some days you're amazing. Some days you're terrible. Strikes are extremely rare. We opened the bar in Hamtramck in December. Way over 100,000 games have been played since then, and we're at 29 strikes. That's it. Huh. We haven't had a strike in over 2 months. If you're familiar with who Uncle Rico is from Napoleon Dynamite, the movie Napoleon Dynamite,
yes,
the Uncle Rico factor is high at our bar at the front counter for the first-timers. I can just read their minds. These guys are at the counter. We have a little waiver you have to sign the first time you come.
Yeah.
And I can just see it in their face. Oh, I am going to be so good at this. And then they lose all night to their girlfriend.
How is it? Has it spread beyond Michigan now?
Well, we do have people with lanes that they own themselves mm-hmm. all over the country and a few other countries.
But this all started from
But that all
you
comes
guys.
Down to our yeah. – it's like a family tree. It all comes down to the Indy 500.
Yeah.
We will be franchising. That is in our business plan. We haven't even been open a year yet, so we need a little more time before we can properly – franchise and do it right.
Now, have yeah. you been able to quit the day job and just devote
yeah.
yourself to Foaling?
I did. The day the liquor license was approved, I put my 2 weeks in. That was a Tuesday.
We need more play in our lives, don't we?
It's a roar. On a Saturday night when all 20 lanes are jam-packed, it's loud. The laughing, the cheering, the oh, and a close miss or a big shot. It's just loud, and it's a good loud.
The birth of a new sport, and that sport is foaling, and again, spelled F-O-W-L-I-N-G. In fact, you can find out more about it at Chris's website, whatsfoaling.com. Good luck with it, Chris. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's just one example of how the seed of an idea with an entrepreneurial spirit can grow into a new business.
Thank you very much. We're working hard and having fun doing it.